French composer Eric Satie once remarked, "Before I write a piece, I walk around it several times, accompanied by myself." It's a creative prelude that Plymouth composer Jonathan Santori finds absolutely necessary.
I tell people the best way to watch me to compose is to look for me walking down Main Street, bumping into things with an absent expression on my face, because that's where the work really gets done for me.
You may also see him chanting, whistling, or recording notes onto his smartphone. Here, set against a MIDI file of the developing hummed work in progress.
Something like that. 7, 8. You're going to leave 8 notes out. One of them to breathe.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, thanks.
Good thing.
In many ways, a composer is like a screenwriter, creating the blueprint for a piece not yet realized. For the last 20 years or so, the director of Santori's musical blueprints has been Dan Perkins, a fellow professor at PSU and founder and conductor of the New Hampshire Master Chorale.
He'll come back to me with the music, which I sit down at the piano and read through and sing through, play through. It really is a process of bringing something that is inanimate and just on paper to life. And nobody really knows what that's going to sound like, even the composer.
Perkins will often suggest text or a general theme to Santori, as with their collaboration on the Kalevala fragments.
Well, I did a concert all of Finnish music, and I went to Jonathan and I said, here are some words from the Kalevala, the Finnish national epic, and it's such a wonderful invitational text. You know, here we clasp hands and join singing together the songs of our people.
I was trying to capture that hypnotic, mystical quality of the text.
In another collaboration, Santori found his text by accident.
I was in the lobby of the Silver Center for the Arts at Plymouth State University, downstairs, you know, going to get a glass of water or something. And I noticed the ceremony was sort of coalescing downstairs about Nathaniel Peabody Rogers.
As it turns out, Rogers, an outspoken abolitionist who edited one of the leading pro-emancipation newspapers in New England, lived in a house in Plymouth on the site where both Santori and Perkins now work. As Santori listened, glass of water in hand, to Peabody's anti-slavery writing, he was struck.
And I thought, holy cow, you know, that this man from this place where I'm living wrote this amazing, moving text. I really want to set that.
When Santori dropped the manila envelope bearing a CD selection of his works into the mail, he didn't expect to hear back from the people who run the American Prize.
No, I was genuinely surprised and happily surprised when I won it. One doesn't take the message from it, I'm there, I've arrived. It's a lifelong process. You're never there. Terrific. That's great. Who am I going to slap some stuff into envelopes and send it out to today?
But before he slaps any stuff into manila envelopes, Santori will be out on Main Street, bumping into things with an absent look in his face, occasionally mumbling into his phone.
That's the thing he has. I started to hear it in 5, which might be an interesting thing to do, have it sort of continually shrink. But
for NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.
For the third movement of the Lope piece.
Thank you. to all.